Peebo is really one of those living legends. He has won Oscar awards, the first songs that he has sung on movie soundtracks, and of course he's won Grammy awards as well. But Peebo is really one of a voice of a generation.
That's Derek Kwan, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Derek Kwan is the executive director of the LEAD Center on the KU campus. He joins us to talk about upcoming performances. Derek, welcome to Conversations.
Dan, it's always great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, you have a lot of exciting shows lined up between now and the end of the year, so I thought we'd sort of have a holiday update here. And the first one I note on the calendar on November 6th is Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, so Wynton and the orchestra are returning to premiere, another world premiere of a suite called Wave the Wheat Suite. And it is honoring 15 KU icons that range from Nobel Prize winner Juan Manuel Santos and astronaut Laura O'Hara to four-time gold medalist Al Orter and longtime women's basketball coach and really, really just icon in women's sports, Marion Washington. So we are so excited. They're going to be here in residence for a few days rehearsing the work. And that will premiere on Thursday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. And the best part about this whole project is the fact that we've been able to fortunately partner with individuals to support each of the movements that are being composed by each member of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And the proceeds of those gifts associated with those movements are going to support free busing for Lawrence Public Schools students to attend age-specific performances for free on an annual basis in perpetuity. So we're so excited that we're able to, you know, really just celebrate these 15 KU alums with the, in my opinion, the greatest jazz orchestra in the world and turn that into something that will impact the community for decades to come.
And for fans of jazz, coming up just a few days later, there's the Just Friends Jazz Series performance. Tell us about it.
Yes. So we have two incredible musicians coming in, Sherelle Cassidy and Richard Johnson. Sherelle is an incredible, incredible saxophone player. She was just appointed the head of jazz studies at University of Virginia. And her partner in crime on this is the pianist Richard Johnson. And Richard is a professor at Johns Hopkins University, a Peabody Conservatory. And both of them have accolades that are just too long to list. But they'll be in duo as part of our Just Friends Jazz Series for our friends of the LEAD in the Pavilion on November 10th and 11th. And they will also be here for a couple of days, and they'll be performing at both Lawrence High School and Free State High School as part of our educational programs.
Then on November 13th, the KU Symphony will be performing with a special guest soloist and a bass player. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Xavier Foley he came onto the scene when he won the Young Concert Artist, the YCA International Auditions of several years ago. And he is a true virtuoso of the bass. Edgar Meyer is a mentor to him and also is a huge, huge fan of his. And the wonderful thing about Xavier is that he is also a prolific composer. So the KU Symphony will be performing soul bass. It's concerto called Soul, S-O-U-L, bass. And that will be on Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. And I really want to emphasize that if you haven't heard the KU Symphony Orchestra recently, their conductor, Creston Heron, has just done an amazing job really developing this orchestra into an ensemble that is really a must-hear ensemble. So it's going to be a really, really fun evening. The repertoire is just fantastic.
And then on November 15th, it's not part of the regular LEAD Center program, but it's a visiting presenter, and the program is called Unboxed. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we are so excited to partner with community organizations to present all kinds of different activities here at the Lead Center. And this is a company called Point B Dance Company that has roots in Lawrence, and they are presenting an incredible work of original choreography. And that is on Saturday, November 15th at 7 p.m. So like I said, most of the activity that actually occurs here is activity that is partnering with either university entities or community entities. So Unboxed is part of that real wonderful list of activities that occur that are for the community.
And then coming up on November 22nd, this caught my attention, Peebo Bryson and the Golden Touch Tour. That should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, Peebo is really one of those living legends. He has won Oscar awards for songs that he has sung on movie soundtracks. And of course, he's won Grammy awards as well. But Peebo is really one of a voice of a generation. And his R&B soulful, silky singing is can't be missed. And he's most famous, I would say, for the songs that he has sung on different soundtracks. So A Whole New World, the original recording of that is Peebo, and also Beauty and the Beast. His voice is part of so many people's lives, and they may not realize it. So that is on Saturday, November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. He's celebrating 50 years in music.
And the very next day, on November 23rd, Jonathan Brooke. Tell us about her.
Yes. So we are so excited to continue our folk series here at the Lead Center of Kansas. And we kicked it off this season just this past weekend with Ellis Paul. And we are continuing with the incredible singer-songwriter Jonathan Brooke. And I want to give a shout out to KPR, Director of Jazz and Curator of Trail Mix, Bob McWilliams, because without Bob, the region wouldn't have developed this incredible folk audience. So Jonathan is a wonderful personality, one of the kindest human beings. And I know folks will be really, really entranced by her music on Sunday, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m.
I'm talking with Derek Kwan. He's the director of the Lead Center on the KU campus. And on December, we get into the Christmas season. On December 9th, it's the Christmas Story, but this is the musical version.
Yes. So this is going to be such a fun show that will appeal to audiences of all ages. We know a lot of families, parents, children, and grandparents are coming to the show all together to celebrate the holiday season. And one thing that's really wonderful about this musical is that the same team that wrote Dear Evan Hansen, which is one of the Tony Award-winning musicals of recent day, is the same team that wrote this musical as well. You know, I think about the holiday season, I think of certain iconic shows or moments, and A Christmas Story, seeing that on television is something that will always be ingrained in my memory. So seeing it come to life, this is the National Broadway tour of this musical. And I am so excited for audiences in our community to be able to see how it is brought to life on stage. So we're so excited for Tuesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. It's a little bit of an earlier start because we know that a lot of younger people will be attending the show, a lot of kids. So that's A Christmas Story, the musical, on Tuesday, December 9th at 7 p.m.
I'm going to jump back a couple of days to December the 4th, because the KU School of Music will be presenting the 101st Vespers. So quite a tradition there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible how Vespers has become such a tradition in our community. And the School of Music never fails to impress and to delight the crowds here at the Lead Center. And Vespers is certainly one of those events that is not to be missed. Because of the early start of the school year this year, it's on a Thursday night. And so because of the way the calendar falls and the way the commencement ceremonies have to occur on the weekends. So it's a special Thursday night edition. And I know that all of the major ensembles, mainly the symphony orchestra and the choirs, will be featured on this performance, this 101st version An episode, I guess you could call it, of KU School of Music Vespers on Thursday, December 4th at 7:30 p.m.
And would also note that there are a number of KU musical performances in October and November, and you can learn more about that by going to the Lead Center website. And on December 11th, it's Ashley Davis. This is a continuing tradition as well.
It is. It's her 15th anniversary, if you can believe it. You know, talk about someone who has grown up in this community of Lawrence, Kansas, and has chosen to make this community her home while still traveling and touring worldwide. I know that her latest travels have taken her to Germany, where she has really, really gained a strong following. But we're very fortunate that she'll be back here in Lawrence, Kansas, in time to delight our community with her 15th anniversary solstice show. And you can expect everything from her hits from her Celtic winter album, her holiday album, as well as some other favorites and originals. So that will be on Thursday, December 11th at 7:30 p.m. And she always brings an incredible team of musicians from all over the country and all over the world to perform with her. So get ready to be brought into the holiday spirit with Ashley Davis on Thursday, December 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Well, Derek, hopefully we piqued the interest of people listening in these performances. If they'd like information about tickets and just more information in general about what's going on at the Lead Center, where would you point them to?
So the best place I always emphasize to find out what's going on and to acquire tickets, if you are so interested, is our website, and that is lied.ku.edu. That's lied.ku.edu. And I want to emphasize that when you're buying online, to please only purchase from our website, because in the last few years, there's been a lot of other vendors that have tried to say that they're us. So I would emphasize that to get the best tickets, the best prices, and the best seats, go to lead.ku.edu, or Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., our box office is available either in person or via phone at 785-864-2787.
Derek Kwan is the executive director of the Lead Center on the KU campus. He joined us to talk about upcoming performances. Derek, thank you for talking with me today.
Dan, thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
You'll find more interviews and a wide range of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.